This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening and for following us on Facebook and on Twitter as well. Okay, so here we are on the fifth day of October, and you go into your refrigerator to get some milk for your cereal or for your coffee or maybe to get some orange juice, and you look on the bottle and you say, oh, well, the date on here is October 4th. I guess that's no good. It's only one day ago. I guess I can still have it. What if that said October 3rd? What if it said October 2nd? What if it said October 1st? Would you still eat it or drink it? My daughter, as she got older, became a little bit too aware of that sort of stuff, and she reached an age as a teenager where if that date was yesterday or earlier, she was not going to consume that at all, convinced that if she drank it, she would die. Well, it turns out that those dates on your food may not actually be correct, at least in terms of whether you're going to die or not. So says my next guest, Emily Broad-Lieb, who is the director of the Harvard Center for Food Law and Policy. Emily, welcome to America Weekend.
Thanks, Paul.
I'm happy to have you here. You recently wrote a report that those expiration dates on food not only are not consistent across the country, but also may not actually mean what we think they mean, right?
That's right. We found that, in fact, they're not regulated at all at the federal level. And contrary to what most people think, they have nothing to do with safety.
So what do they mean?
Well, most of the dates are really just the manufacturer's sort of best guess at the peak quality. So they do some testing, they, you know, have some consumers taste the product, and then they set a date on which most people think it still tastes its very best.
Wait a minute. They're making a guess here? You say this is the manufacturer's best guess? Don't we know scientifically how long milk can last, how long a chicken that I buy today can last, et cetera?
There's no science behind it. I mean, they're, you know, again, I think the fact that the federal government has not stepped in means that there's really no good way to do this. So it's really been up to manufacturers to make decisions. And unfortunately, that message has gotten really lost on the way to consumers.
Okay, so the federal government's not involved in this, which I guess would mean the USDA. They'd probably be the ones who would regulate this stuff. What about states?
States actually are regulating, and that was why we, you know, coming from the legal background, got really interested, because across the country, more than 40 states regulate at least one food product. So that might be just milk or just seafood, or they might regulate a bunch of things. And we found that to be really interesting because since these dates are not related to safety, in the states that say this food must have a date, and in fact some states say and it cannot be sold after that date, we're leading to a lot of wasted food.
All right, we're going to get to the wasted food here in just a second, but I'm fascinated by the fact that states are making these decisions, even though, as you say, there's no science behind when something expires. Should we all really go back to the old rule of, well, I tasted this and it's disgusting, so I'm not going to have any more?
Well, I mean, I think as silly as it sounds, I think that's sort of, you know, we have to use our own common sense. And one of the issues with food is the manufacturer can't know how you're storing it. For example, let's say a jar of salsa. They can't know when you're going to open it and how long it's open has a lot bigger of an impact on when it might go bad than how long it's actually just sitting in the jar sealed. So I think it's really hard for manufacturers to make those decisions. People have to make some better decisions themselves and remember back to a generation ago when no foods had dates on them and everyone was just fine.
So why are those dates on there in this generation?
Well, really starting in like the 70s, consumers were demanding dates on their food. They were buying more and more food at the grocery store, and we've gone further and further from the production of food. So consumers really said, we want dates on things. And industry responded, and then, as you mentioned, states responded with regulation. But they're really not linked with safety. And, I mean, I think the other big thing is making that clear on those labels. It shouldn't be a guess. Consumers shouldn't have to read them and think, is this a quality label? Is it a safety label? It should be really clear and consistent and standardized.
And there are different labels. Some of them will say sell by. Some will say best if used by. I've even seen some that say best if enjoyed by. Have you seen anything more than that?
Well, and Joybuy we've seen, and also the new one that a lot of companies are using is Born On, which seems to be, you know, not that helpful because it's when it was, I guess, put into its package. And I think one of the ones that we're really concerned about is Sell By, because that one is really more so than the others, just traditionally used for the manufacturer to communicate to the retailer and tell them, if you keep this on your shelf until this date, consumers can still take it home and have a few days or a week to really get the best quality. But consumers have really lost that message, and we found that based on an industry study, 90% of people throw food away on the sell-by date because they're concerned about its safety.
Yeah, you mentioned the born-on date. I remember when Anheuser-Busch did that with Budweiser and made a big deal of it. Like 10 years ago, they had a whole thing, oh, born-on date, that's going to be right on your bottle, as if that bottle of Bud that you drink today will be any different than the bottle of Bud you're going to drink a week or two from now. It's going to taste exactly the same. Now, let's get to the amount of food that we're throwing away. What percentage of the food that Americans buy is ending up in the trash because of this problem?
We don't have a great number for the amount in the U.S. because we haven't really, you know, paid attention to this issue. But I think one of the numbers that I think is really striking is in the U.S., as a whole, we're wasting 40% of the food that we produce. So that's not just by consumers. That could be everywhere from the farm to the fork. But that's almost half of our food supply, and we have people in hunger and people in need. And a study out of the United Kingdom showed that at the household level, 20% of waste was because just of confusion over dates. So food that was perfectly good, perfectly safe, and people just didn't understand the date and threw it out.
I was going to ask you, how does the United States compare with other countries when it comes to this sort of law or lack thereof?
Well, actually, the timing has been really interesting. Other countries are looking at the same thing right as we speak. The United Kingdom has been looking at this for a few years, and they created a big interagency task force to identify a bunch of ways to reduce waste. One of the ways that they're doing it is by putting out guidance to industry saying, please reduce the number of different terms you're using. We don't need to use sell by or display until on products. It confuses consumers. So they're trying to streamline it, and I think we should be following suit.
I think it's important for us to go back to one point here, the difference between sell-by and use-by. You pointed out that sell-by is really the manufacturer telling the retailer, look, we're shipping this product to you. We're getting it there as quickly as we can so you can get it on the shelves, but, you know, getting things there by air or truck or train is going to take some time. And after it gets there, you know, you really should try to sell it in a week or so that it's still at peak quality for the consumer. But unfortunately, the consumer can see that and say, oh, sell by October 5th. I got to eat this right now.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that one of our kind of two main recommendations in the report is to hide the sell by dates. That doesn't mean taking dates off of products, because consumers have gotten really used to seeing them there. But just for the sell by one, if you're going to include it, have it be in a code that it just communicates to the retailer. Because you're right, consumers get it home and they see that one date on there and they're just completely confused. And I think you mentioned at the beginning your daughter being really strict about the sell-by dates, and that's what we're really seeing, that younger generations are so, you know, concerned about these. And I think if we don't make a change, we're going to end up seeing a lot more waste.
Last question for you here, Emily. Has Congress ever considered nationalizing and coming up with a federal law that applies to all of our food, and not only that, but was based on real science?
They have, in fact, but not recently, you know, in any serious way. In the 1970s, I mentioned that's when consumers really were asking for all of these laws, or for all these dates. And Congress considered more than 10 bills just in a two-year span in the 70s. And we're really, a lot of agencies said, please do this. You're going to lead to mayhem if you don't regulate. And they just couldn't get one passed. But we're really hoping for federal regulation. So I think our goals are really educating consumers to not be throwing things away just because the date has passed. But, you know, we need to make a change that's lasting into the future so that people remember in 10 years and 20 years. So we're hoping that either by Congress or by the FDA and the USDA, who have power over this, that they can create some sort of standard, really clear label. So, you know, best taste before, and it's on everything. And then everyone knows this is not a safety issue. This is just a quality issue.
Well, I hope that if Congress ever does go back to work, that they will pay attention to some of the stuff in your new report. Emily Broad-Lieb, co-founded and currently directs Harvard University's Food Law and Policy Clinic. Thanks so much for joining me here today.
Thank you so much, Paul.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Networks.